This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in studio tonight is me, Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And Chris, you've brought quite a bit to the table tonight, so much that, well, I've not even had a chance to look through all of it, but one of the things that you did bring, and hopefully you have pulled up here, is about this farm bill that I've heard some libertarians praising of, yay, Congress passed a farm bill, and somewhere in the middle of it was something about hemp being removed from the list of controlled substances. There's also that thing about, you know, we can't do anything about the illegal war in Yemen, but yay, hemp.
Well, there were, yeah, there's, and that's what happens when I look for show prep. It's always a mixed bag.
Right.
Because there really is no 100% good news that comes out of Washington. There is
right.
Slightly better, horribly worse. I think that's it. And it's mostly horribly worse.
Right.
But in this case, this is something I think is at least a positive step. This comes to us from Business Insider. Congress just quietly passed a law that could spark a boom for the $1 billion marijuana-linked CBD industry.
All right.
This week, a plant that is nearly identical to marijuana is set to become legal to grow in the U.S. Thanks to the U.S. Farm Bill, which the House passed on Wednesday in a 369-47 vote, American farmers will be able to plant and harvest hemp, a strain of the same plant species from which marijuana originates. The bill passed the Senate Tuesday in an 87-13 vote, and President Donald Trump has indicated his support. Hemp legalization has been a longtime goal of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, who believes it can replace tobacco as a key crop for his state's farmers.
Right, and the reason that McConnell supports it is because, as you mentioned, Kentucky has a fairly sizable farm population.
Yeah, and they were previously, have always been a big producer of tobacco.
Right.
But other states have kind of taken that away from them. Virginia, I think, is the largest. It's Virginia or North Carolina, I can't remember which. Chief producers of tobacco right now, so it's a good thing. Forget about Kentucky, because I could frankly care less. I don't live there. I'm excited just the fact that hemp, it should have never been considered illegal in the first place.
Right.
And what's great is as fewer and fewer people are smoking, I've actually read that the soil and other crop conditions that are ideal for growing tobacco are also quite good for growing hemp. There was something I read from the Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition back when I lived down there, and they were commenting that this was an ideal crop to come in and replace tobacco as people were phasing that out of their lives.
Right, and hemp, from what I've read, is one of those good alternative crops to place. So if you're in farming, you don't want to be planting the same crops year after year after year. It's going to deplete the necessary nutrients in the soil
right.
that certain crops are going to use. So by switching that up, that's never a bad thing, and that's been a best practice in farming for a long time.
Yeah, so it's good for crop rotation as well.
That's the word I was looking for, but I kept dancing around it.
And then there's also the concept of cover crops, which are things that will survive through the winter when you're otherwise leaving the field fallow. And, you know, keeps you from having as much soil erosion.
Correct. And all sorts of... We could do a whole 4-H show maybe one night. Could we do that?
We should get an actual farmer in here.
Oh, I think we can fake it.
Yeah. We can probably find a farmer or two, but unfortunately the farmers that I know buy into, and I'm glad you mentioned farmers because I wanted to bring this up anyway, there's like a longstanding, I'm going to call it myth, that, well, you know, the reason that Congress made hemp illegal in the first place is because the paper companies and DuPont wound up buying all of the politicians, and hemp plastic competed with DuPont plastic, and they didn't want the competition. So, well, what's going on here? Did DuPont wind up changing their mind and saying, you know, like, we're going to grow hemp now for plastic?
I don't think the brand name DuPont ever came up once in this particular article. We'll continue through and it'll generate some more questions.
I thought it was the Hearst Newspaper Corporation.
Combination of the two. And
again,
that's why I say it's a growing myth, because, you know, like every time you turn around, people are just throwing another company in there. Well, you know, you can make this product and that product. The Levi, you know, I'm surprised nobody said that Levi Strauss tried to ban it, because, like, you can make clothing out of hemp fibers.
In the end, hemp is a very versatile fiber. I think that's the big thing, that, that it can be used for a lot of things. The fact that it's currently its biggest use seems to be, at least in the United States, is CBD oils, or CBD products, and that really has nothing to do with its traditional uses. But we're going to continue here. The move alters the language of a major drug law that has previously remained unchanged for half a century and loosely defines hemp alongside marijuana as a controlled substance. The new bill exempts hemp from that law and defines it as an agricultural product. That means farmers and researchers of hemp now get some of the same benefits as farmers and researchers of other crops, like the ability to apply for insurance, imagine that, insurance, and federal grants. Quote, the era of hemp prohibition is over, unquote, Jonathan Miller, legal counsel for a lobbying coalition of over 60 hemp companies called the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, told Business Insider. That's a key change for scientists, many of whom say previous drug laws deter them from studying hemp because it was regulated like marijuana. The bill may also boost interest in a nascent but booming $1 billion industry based on a component of the cannabis plant called CBD, which has been touted for a variety of health and wellness claims. CBD is popping up in more and more products, from coffee and tea to supplements and beer.
Now, unfortunately, I don't think this is a result of politicians just suddenly coming to their senses. I think it's because it's now technologically possible to go out into a industrial hemp field and spot check the THC levels in the plants. Like, they have equipment that does that now, because Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition, I remember them posting about some training events to find out, you know, what sort of equipment you could get to do this.
No, and I suspect the ability to isolate CBD has probably been around for decades.
Right.
And the ability to measure it. I don't think that's the case here at all. I think this is politicians smelling which way the wind's blowing and saying, we want to be on that stinky side where they're burning the hemp.
Yeah, there go my people. I must lead them.
Right, yeah.
Chasing after the crowd.
Yeah, and then I've heard the ads of John Boehner, former Speaker of the House. Huge drug warrior, now apparently working for
some huge drug lobbyist.
Cannabis company.
We have those ads on this show, and it's surreal.
Yep.
Not that they run on the network that syndicates us. They're not advertisers directly of this show.
Yep. But CBD can be sourced from both marijuana and hemp plants. Its legal status, set by the Drug Enforcement Administration, remains somewhat hazy. Hazy, get it?
Yes.
CBD from marijuana, just like marijuana as a whole, remains illegal. But now that hemp is legal, CBD from hemp may be legal too. Quote, the devil's in the details, and we don't know yet how the DEA will act to implement the law, Daniel Pilomary, the director of University of California at Irvine Center for the Study of Cannabis and a professor of neuroscience and pharmacology, told Business Insider.
Now, one thing that's going to be interesting, so, all right, looks like the federal law is going to change whenever Trump winds up, you know, signing this thing. But there are still laws at the state level in a lot of states classifying industrial hemp as a Schedule One substance. So it's something that even though a law changed at one level, it's going to have to change at a bunch of other levels.
And it's not even a question of whether one law changes in the federal government, but whether the regulations based on the old law will actually remain. We'll talk
Your
about that.
Calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines. Discord.LRN.
Sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we've been talking about the, well, probably the one good provision inside the Farm Bill. I don't know if anybody has taken the time to read all 5,497,392,114 pages of it. Now, I might be slightly exaggerating the length of the bill, but, you know, this is one of those catch-all bills to where everything that we want to do, coming towards the end of the year, better just go ahead and throw it in that bill that everybody's going to vote for.
Yeah, put the most important stuff in there, Daryl. Things like school lunches
and
in a farm bill.
Putting in a provision in the farm bill that says that the U.S. House of Representatives will not vote on directing Donald Trump to stop U.S. support for the war in Yemen. That got added into the farm bill. What does that have to do with farming?
Does it stop him from doing that if he's on a farm?
Has nothing to do with a farm at all. But the one good provision that we do know, and hopefully it winds up being good because we still don't know how the DEA is actually going to interpret the new law. But there is provision in there that would legalize industrial hemp.
Right. But let's talk about that DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, real quickly. The DEA, which controls the scheduling of substances, has not said how it will respond to the new bill. As it stands, so long as CBD product is, quote, intended for human consumption, unquote, it remains a Schedule I drug, DEA spokesperson Catherine Pfaff, I cannot pronounce names that start with a P and have a bunch of Fs in them, told Business Insider on Tuesday.
All right. So if I go to the store and I have seen dog treats that have CBD in them.
Yep.
So, not intended for human consumption.
Oh, here we go. Pedantic Daryl, go ahead.
That, not a Schedule I substance. But if I ingest it, then I'd be breaking another federal law of some sort, probably.
It's probably a Schedule I, but you have to say Schedule I like Scooby-Doo would say Schedule I, so it's like Red Row Run?
Well, no, because it says if it's intended for human consumption, it remains Schedule I. So I'm guessing if it's labeled not for human consumption,
what I'm
not
guessing,
a Schedule I?
What I'm guessing is, Daryl, the DEA and most federal agencies will assume, based on the longest possible leaps of credibility, how to claim that they control it.
Right.
So it's insane, and there's no way that this is going to end up that there's not some place for some innocent person to be fined for putting a natural substance of a product that has no psychotropic effects into the body that they allegedly own.
Right, and I've heard of people smoking the desiccant packs, thinking that it would get them high because they seriously thought not intended for human consumption meant this will get you high.
Wait, what?
Desiccant.
Like the little things in the
pack of shoes
or jerky.
Yeah.
Silica gel. We'll try one over the break.
But like not in CBD products.
No. I know somebody that they cracked one of those open and they smoked it because they thought it would get them high because the little package says not for human consumption. And they thought not for human consumption was slang for this gets you high because that's how the bath salts and the synthetic cannabis is marketed.
Was it a desiccant in like something that had CBD or was otherwise made of hemp? It was just like out of a pack of jerky or something.
Somebody that grabbed a pack of desiccant out of like a thing of shoes.
Right.
And they smoked it because they thought not intended for human consumption meant this gets you high.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
My only question, Daryl, is did it give you a headache?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
But everything gives me a headache.
Okay. Daryl's smarter than that.
We've got Terry calling in from Manchester. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gang. How are we today? How are we all doing?
Good doing well. Thanks. What's on your mind?
Now, I'm missing Ian. I see him just off the camera there, so it does make me feel comfortable knowing he's at least around, but miss him on the mics. I love me some Ian.
Well, yeah, not for long. He's going to karaoke.
Thursday's one of his nights off, as is Sunday, so you don't get him all 7 nights of the week.
He deserves it.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
What are you guys working with there? I called the other show. They weren't too keen. They didn't really know. What kind of mics you guys working with there?
Let me take a look here real quick. And it is
realistic.
Okay. What kind of board y'all working with there? You guys got a full on board or an audio interface?
Yeah, it's a full board. Just go ahead. What's the point here, Terry?
Well, he's an audio guy.
Tech Talk Live is not exactly the most thrilling sort of thing. So is there a point to the questions?
Well, I mean, the stuff you normally...
Yep, did we lose him?
I think we lost him mid-sentence. He's still showing his being here, so...
That might be a problem with our Krako board.
I think I might have cut out. Are y'all there?
Yeah, we're still here.
So what's the point about asking about
electronics?
Oh, well, I'm not just interested in electronics. I'd like to know what kind of chairs y'all working with there as well.
All right, Terry,
thank you for the call.
Terry, tell you what. I will take pictures of everything, and Daryl can post it to the social media, and then you will know.
Yeah, and if you're going to call in as a prank caller, at least ask something fairly interesting.
That was better than the other prank that we got, where the guy just posted the squealing noise. Sadly, that was an above average prank call.
Sadly, I was good with my realistic microphone and the Krako board we use.
Yeah,
two brands that some people will know.
So let's jump back into this Business Insider story again about the provision that was in that farm bill that legalizes industrial hemp, and well, the DEA is now saying, yeah, we're still going to consider everything derived from hemp. If it's got CBD in it, we're going to consider that to be Schedule 1.
Yeah, so basically what Congress does and what the president is likely to pass is going to be a change to the half-century-old drug law that defines scheduling of drugs. Somehow they're massaging that so that hemp is sort of excluded, and then here comes the DEA who says, well, we're really going to want to take a look at that, because if it says intended for human consumption or it is intended for human consumption, that still falls under our control.
Right. So let me explain kind of how ridiculous this is. The claim is, well, because hemp and cannabis are both kind of related and one of them gets you high, we're just going to ban all of it. Well, you know what? Certain types of mushrooms will get you high, but they still let you put it on your pizza.
Yep, there you go.
And then, you know, like you can get it as a fake burger. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump believes federal prosecutors added the campaign finance violations in the case against his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen to embarrass him. Regarding what Cohen said in court,
The president tells Fox News,
he is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong. And he understands that.
The suspected terrorist who killed at least three people near a Christmas market in France is dead. The terrorist was killed by police after being on the run since the shooting Tuesday night. Numerous bomb threats have been reported all across the country. Places like Columbine High School, WNDU in Indiana, and Capital University in Ohio all were evacuated for the bomb threats. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Senators approved the bipartisan measure aimed at ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led civil war in Yemen. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about this provision that was added into the Farm Bill, because everything gets added into the Farm Bill if there's not an NDAA up for vote. And one of the provisions here is in regards to industrial hemp. We'll get back into the story in just a moment. But maybe you're thinking, oh, you know, industrial hemp's now legal. I think I'm going to start growing some. Well, you might want to keep an eye on it. And what better way than with some Blink home security cameras? The Blink cameras are wireless, except for the hub that does have a wire in it. But the actual cameras themselves, wireless. The batteries on them last up to 2 years. There are no contracts, there are no subscriptions, they are totally affordable, and you can check in on your Blink cameras whenever you want, wherever you want, from a mobile device, and it works with Alexa, so you just say something along the lines of, "Alexa, check my Blink cameras." And holidays coming up, Blink cameras make a great holiday gift, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off along 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
And we've been talking about this move by Congress, passing a bill that sort of removes hemp from the Controlled Substances Act, which is what makes marijuana insanely illegal within the United States at the federal level,
correct,
despite it being decriminalized or legalized at many states.
Right, and I think it's now, what, one in four adults in the United States can legally purchase recreational cannabis?
That's great. I don't know the exact numbers, but when you start doing states like California as a percentage of our population,
right,
that's a big number.
California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado,
Alaska,
Maine is rolling out, well, D.C. doesn't allow retail sales.
Oh, okay.
Maine is rolling out retail, I think, in the spring, possibly early next summer. Massachusetts has it.
Yep.
D.C. doesn't allow retail sales, but you can buy some overpriced product and get it as a gift.
Would you like to buy this $300 pencil?
Yeah. And they'll have little meetups in which they do that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so the DEA has basically come out and said, well, you may have changed it, and we can't control the schedule of that, but because it's still for human consumption, it's still in our area, and we're going to keep messing with you.
Marijuana, right, and again, it's akin to just criminalizing every type of mushroom because some of them get you high.
Exactly. The marijuana and hemp come from the same plant species called cannabis sativa. Both contain THC and CBD, but each plant has its own unique strain of cannabis.
Or cannabinoids, either way.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of wasn't sure which way they were going there. Until recently, hemp was bred almost entirely for industrial uses like manufacturing. As a result, hemp plants today have very low amounts of THC, the psychoactive chemical responsible for marijuana's high. Instead, hemp plants are often higher in CBD or cannabidiol, which is also found in marijuana. CBD is now thought to be responsible for several of cannabis's therapeutic effects. For example, marijuana-derived CBD is the active ingredient in Epidiolex, a syrup that is the first cannabis-based drug to gain U.S. government approval for medical use. The government approved the drug over the summer. The drug treats two rare forms of child epilepsy. I'm just going to say here that when they approve something for two rare forms of something, that usually means there's a whole lot of other things that it would help with, too.
Right. And let me remind people what Schedule 1 actually means in accordance with federal law. Schedule 1 means that there are no known medical uses, yet, what is it now? Somewhere between 28 and 42 states, depending on how you count, allow for medicinal use of cannabis, meaning that it's acknowledged there are medicinal uses for this. The federal government just admitted there are medicinal uses for this.
Right.
But they're still saying that it is somehow more addictive than crystal meth, which is a Schedule II substance.
Right, right. And that's where, you know, it's really hard to get somebody who's convinced that they're always right to admit when they're wrong.
Right.
And in this case, that someone would be government. It's a shame, and it's really blocked things. What I really appreciate about, because I'm not a big pot smoker, you know, and I have recently started taking CBD for a couple things.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. I really do take CBD. Because at this point, when it's a billion-dollar industry that's practiced in the open, wide open, in
right,
stores all over the country, you can't stop it.
Right.
They cannot. They don't have that many goons to go arrest everybody.
Right.
They could never do it. And that is the beauty. And that's why nullification works. This is where I'm going with this. I mean, if states would start saying, yeah, Washington, you got this insane law. We think it's stupid. So we're not going to enforce it in our state.
Right.
End of story. That's what's going on. And the marijuana debate and the hemp debate have been perfect examples of how to get out from under some of Washington's insanity. Just tell them you're not going to do it, and if it's a good idea, other states are going to catch on, and then it loses itself. And my shout-outs to the folks at the 10th Amendment Center. I've been a member of that group for a long, long time. I think they have the right idea.
Yeah.
One thing that is clear from the new bill is that commerce involving hemp is now in the clear. Federally insured banks, for example, have the green light for the first time to work with industrial hemp producers.
Now, I'm very surprised that Business Insider, which one would think would look at, oh, I don't know, all things related to business activity, just glosses over the fact that, oh, yeah, hemp companies can actually wind up using banks now.
Yeah, and a lot of people are probably unaware of that, but this is one of the biggest problems in the cannabis industry is how what do we do with the money that people give us for our product now that it's legal in my state?
Put it in a big giant shoebox.
Well, the problem is so many banks are afraid to get involved.
Right, because it's federally illegal for a bank to do business with someone that is making money through known illegal activities.
Yep, and there you go.
I was just going to say Business Insider is sort of the lower end of business and economic. Like, you want the Economist, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, like Business Insider is.
Hey, they registered a really good domain name.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'll give them.
I mean, it's an actual magazine. It's just not in very the title. Good.
I know that, and I don't look to this when I'm looking for a thoughtful opinion, but I am looking to them when I want to see inspiring headlines.
Right.
That's what business is.
Yeah, and I'm just pointing out that I think it's kind of odd that a business outlet here just glosses over this, where I'm guessing like The Economist will probably write a fairly lengthy article about how important it is that hemp companies can now actually use the financial system.
Well, I'm not convinced they will, but I hope they do, and I hope more people become more aware of this. In
right.
the meantime, I hope that those hemp companies and marijuana companies start looking at cryptocurrencies
right.
as a way to avoid this whole system completely.
And I'm surprised that more businesses like this haven't sort of embraced cryptocurrency.
Maybe they have.
I've not heard about it.
I haven't either.
If cannabis retailers in the states where it's legal are adopting crypto, I've not heard any of those stories.
Maybe they're quietly buying up Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as a place to hold their wealth. Maybe.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dog, itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. About whatever is on your mind, you can call in and join us. The us in studio is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we've been talking about one specific provision that was in the farm bill that just wound up passing through the U.S. House of Representatives. And that provision deals with industrial hemp, specifically that Congress is saying, hey, this should not be considered a controlled substance. DEA saying, yeah, well, we're probably still going to consider some of it controlled if it's intended for human consumption.
Correct. They're considering it an agricultural product now.
Right.
That's their change.
And we were then talking about just this one sentence that Business Insider just sort of like mentions in passing. Oh, yeah, federally insured banks will now be able to wind up actually working with industrial hemp producers. And we started from there talking about how, you know, like some cannabis businesses might want to look at cryptocurrencies. And I said, I'm surprised that I've not heard about it. And then with like 2 seconds left in the segment, I remembered I did hear something about this. And I pulled the story up. And I'm not going to get too terribly far into it because I want to get back to the hemp story. But apparently in March of last year, Seattle-based cannabis merchants were given the green light by the state of Washington to accept Bitcoin for cannabis sales. Now, they are working with a company called Posabit that, my looking into this, it seems like it was kind of a workaround for them to actually take credit cards, where they were selling the cryptocurrency to people with credit cards and then accepting the cryptocurrency for payment.
Right.
So were they, you know, like this gets into one of those, philosophical questions of were they actually accepting Bitcoin or were they accepting credit cards.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same sort of thing of if I give you a broom and then you replace the broom handle and then 6 months down the road you replace the bristles, is it the same broom?
Right. And I think the, I don't know, the point of cryptocurrencies to me, and this is where I truly believe, is that each of you listening right now has the complete right to financial privacy. You all know that you have a right to free speech, and
right.
You can say what you wish, and you can think what you want to think. And those aren't something that government granted. It's something that's just part of being human, and nobody doubts that. But we also believe that we have a right to privacy, that the government just can't walk into your house and see what you're doing. They're not supposed to do that. That is not in the Constitution, and there are a lot of protections there for you. For you listening right now, there were attempts to protect that, and that has gone by the wayside. And because the federal government infrequently ever returns any rights, if ever, they just take more. And now it's to the point where you can't even have transactions that the government doesn't know about. And that's a big deal. If
right.
you wanted to support you know, friends or family that are in a country that's under a worse regime than ours, you know, they might be tracking their transactions, and they might know. There's a lot of reasons why we would want to protect our financial privacy, and I cannot emphasize how important that is to liberty.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get back to this story, and I'm going to find the right tab that I was on. Because CBD can come from either marijuana or hemp plants, it's unclear whether or not hemp-derived CBD products are now legal. Previously, thousands of manufacturers and entrepreneurs glommed onto the CBD wellness trend with the awareness that CBD products existed in a legal gray zone. Part of the reason for this was so there was no specific language in the DEA's main drug law, the Controlled Substances Act, that uses the word hemp. Thanks to that fuzziness, you could find everything from CBD lattes in New York to CBD teas at grocery stores across the country.
And you may or may not be able to find CBD lollipops in New Hampshire that you can purchase with cryptocurrency.
That's a good point. But now that hemp is legal, some experts expect the trend to really take off. And I wonder who owns stock in these companies.
John Boehner?
John Boehner, likely. Quote, the passage of the Farm Bill will most certainly open up the marketplace for hemp products, specifically hemp extracts, that are high in CBD, unquote. John Hendricks, the director of domestic product business development for cannabis company CV Sciences, told the Business Insider, quote, it will provide a higher comfort level for retailers and consumers, which will lead to more investment and opportunity in the industry as it will continue to see rapid expansion. Still, other experts, particularly scientists, have expressed concern that while the bill itself is a step in the right direction, what remains to be seen is how the DEA will respond to it. Until the DEA decides to change the status of CBD, researchers can't expect too many changes to their current work. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say I checked, and the place in Massachusetts does take credit cards, so
they've got a good bank.
Yeah. Somehow they found one that'll work with them.
It's difficult to say what the real health benefits of CBD are right now. The drug does appear to have at least one well-vetted therapeutic benefit, staunching the symptoms of two rare forms of childhood epilepsy by way of a newly approved drug, Epidiolex. There's another pressing issue facing the CBD industry, too. The products are poorly regulated, meaning there's wide variation in their content, safety, and price. For a 2017 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers tested 84 CBD products purchased from 31 different online retailers. Roughly 7 out of the 10 had different levels of CBD than what was written on the label. Of all the items tested, roughly half of them had more CBD than was indicated, a quarter had less, and 18 of the samples tested positive for THC, despite it not being listed on the label.
Now, I personally want to dig into this study to see how far off were they. If it says you know, contains 1 milligram and it was 1.1 milligram, that's right. Technically not the amount.
Well, I don't...
But it's within, like, a standard deviation, right?
That's a question. I say this is not to be unexpected at all, because the government has come down on CBD, and everybody who's working in this area is working in a gray area. They don't know if they're legal. So does that mean that lots of research money is going to go in, or are companies going to come up with the greatest, you know, the latest and greatest new testing equipment to ascertain CBD levels in you know, gummy bears?
Right.
Of course not. That is the problem that results from government involvement. That it not only makes it illegal, but it quashes any opportunities to realize benefits from this.
I also think, like, CBD is sort of the new trendy marketing thing that people are just jumping on. Like,
completely.
Sometimes you'll see these days meat products and it'll say gluten free on the package, like
right.
It's meat. Of course it is, because I've tried CBD stuff, and I was not impressed. It was about as effective as 2-extra-strength Tylenol for 100 times the cost.
Right.
Now, I'm holding in my hand a knockoff Snapple that says that it has 80 grams of potassium. If I were to take a full one of these and, like, send it off to a lab and it came back with 81 grams of potassium, would they then write a report about how this knockoff Snapple is misrepresenting dietary stuff on the label?
The big difference will be you will be able to find a lab to send that to. And when you have government coming down on entire industries, even when the word hemp isn't even in the Controlled Substances
right.
Act, then you're going to squash any opportunity for somebody to
right,
build
because,
that.
Well, that what they put in the Controlled in the Substances place. Act is the word cannabis,
right?
Which includes both the stuff that people refer to as marijuana plus hemp.
At a different level, it's as if, because we're just talking about levels in the genus and
right.
kingdoms, it's like them saying plant illegal.
Yeah.
You know, you're still taking a very broad branch and just saying everything related to that. You know, it's a silly way.
Yeah, if somebody wound up, you know, like finding out, oh, there's a particular rose that if you dehydrate and then you smoke it, you can get high. And then just saying, we're banning all roses.
Right. That's the government. When all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines, discord.lrn.fm.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.